Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, you. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday, October 18th. Still got some rain going on and 50 degrees. We do this every Wednesday. Head over to OSPTI in Breckenridge. Talk with our good friends over there. Have Carly on the phone with me this morning. Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're going to talk about something I am really curious about, trigger finger. What can you tell us about this?
So trigger finger is a common condition that we treat at OSPTI, and it happens when one of your fingers or thumbs gets stuck when you bend it. It can make daily activities really difficult to do, so things as easy as like typing and using hand tools, even like working in your garden can be really painful. And it happens when the tendons, which are bands of tissue that attach muscles to bones, for some reason or overuse or whatever, you might get some swelling or thickening of that tendon, and then it can kind of bunch up and form a lump or nodule, and then your tendon has less space to move around easily. And so some of your first signs that you might have it is you're going to have pain or tenderness in that finger. You might see or feel that small little bump at the base of your finger. It will probably get stuck in that bent position, like I was saying before, and you might experience some clicking or popping of that finger when you're trying to move it. And it can be really painful to move your finger. So that's kind of how it is.
Carly, I've never heard of this. Do you see a lot of cases of this coming in?
Yeah, there is a few. And a lot of, I will say, like a lot of farmers or, you know, things like that, that are often gripping tools and like fixing on things.
Sure.
That repetitive aggressive gripping can really bother your hand and fingers and just cause those tendons to get overwhelmed and inflamed. And so, yes, we do see quite a bit of it.
I would imagine it makes working at a keyboard a little bit difficult. Yes.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. It sure does. So, yeah, it affects a lot of different people and jobs, and you can get it for a number of reasons, and sometimes it's kind of unknown. Like mm-hmm. I said, you may have done something a while ago and didn't really notice it, but maybe you keep doing that same task, and then over time your symptoms just worsen. So.
And you can help us through this if people are suffering from this. You have the resources over there at OSPTI to help us out with trigger finger, correct?
Yes. All right. So your therapist will probably evaluate you, and it'll likely be an occupational therapist. And then we'll give you some different exercises and stretches, techniques to kind of help improve those symptoms. We're obviously going to tell you rest is really important for that hand at that time and kind of avoiding those movements that cause you pain. But if you can't do that, we usually do like a splint or some kind of orthosis that you can wear while you're doing activities and, you know, overnight as well.
Sure.
And then we, you know, we'll kind of go over some things like preventative strategies or things you can do to modify your job tasks, because sometimes we just can't avoid it.
Right.
So I'll give you a couple of those examples. Just kind of trying to, as best you can, to avoid those activities with repetitive and forceful gripping. But if you can't, kind of modify it by maybe switching your hands, maybe use right versus left and vice versa, and taking breaks. Recommend that you wear padded gloves when you're working with tools. That just kind of helps protect the hands and joints. But really, we'll kind of customize the treatment specific to you and kind of what your daily tasks are. So,
fantastic. That is great information, Carly. So people want to know more about trigger finger or they're suffering from it, what is your number there at OSPTI?
Our Hankinson location, our phone number is 701-242-7323. And then in Breck, you can reach us at 218-641-7725.
Carly, great stuff. Always a pleasure talking with you. You have a great rest of the week, okay? We'll touch base next Wednesday.
Thanks, you too.
All right, that is Carly from OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Record low Mississippi River levels are not causing as many problems as last year, partly due to the decisions by farmers and grain traders. Gary Crawford has more.
Water levels along sections of the Mississippi River this week are already below the record lows of a year ago and
still falling as of October 17th.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says it is affecting river traffic but not causing as many problems as last year. The Corps of Engineers has spent the last year working on dredging and clearing channels and such, but also there's less traffic on the river, partly due to post-harvest decisions by farmers.
Folks are holding on to the grains and oil seeds a bit longer, and at least while there is storage available, a lot of those are not being shipped at this time.
Barge freight rates have gone up as river levels have come down, so ag shippers may be holding out, hoping for conditions to improve. That's keeping river traffic down a bit.
There's also factors related to a fairly soft export market at this time.
On Tuesday's Farm Talk, I visited with Frayne Olson from NDSU Extension.
You almost have to be really nimble in the marketing world. I mean, obviously, I don't think anybody really saw what happened between Israel and Hamas popping up like it did, but now it could have a major impact somewhere down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's those wild card things that you know, we have a plan in place. It's like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do, and here's the strategy, and here's why I'm laying that out, and all of a sudden you get this sudden event that turns everything on its head, and you have to sit back and say, okay, so what does this really mean? And more importantly, I guess, especially in marketing, one of the questions we always ask is, what's the timing? And I usually try and talk more about some of the timelines and things to be looking for rather than specific pricing targets, because the pricing targets, you just never know when those are going to occur. But from a timeline, you know, when it comes to storage and storage costs, when it comes to cash flow needs, you know, the timing of sales is always very important as well. And so I try and focus on what are some in the next, like I said, in 2 weeks or 4 weeks or next couple months, what are some of the things we need to be watching? What are some opportunities? What are some time frames that we need to be looking at that we might see some different shocks and adjustments?
This is Ag Central.
Since we develop our own hybrids at Bass Hybrids, we must think about what is needed 7 to 10 years in the future and develop those future genetics. Our Duriold hybrids not only perform in adverse climatic conditions as seen this year, we are also seeing them perform in regenerative agriculture farming practices. Bass Hybrids are the perfect choice for your farm as you reduce tillage and add cover crops in your operation. As you look to the future of your farm and begin changing your cropping practices, plant Bass Hybrids to help you get there. We know farming and we know corn. BassHybrids.com.
That's a check of our Ag News update on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Ag News brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Breckenridge Senex. Now is a great time to start thinking about protecting your recreational vehicles and equipment. Stock up on Splash RV Antifreeze at any one of our four locations, and we would like to thank you for your continued patronage.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Got a cloudy sky, rain, and 51 degrees. It is Wednesday, October 18th. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. Richland County State's Attorney's Office has upgraded the charges against 52-year-old Chad Olson to criminal vehicular homicide. Olson is a Wapton resident who is accused of hitting 20-year-old Bailey Bernstein, also from Wapton. Then leaving the scene, Bernstein was walking with her mother near the Wapton airport on Thursday night and died at a Fargo hospital on Saturday. According to the North Dakota State Patrol, Olson's blood alcohol content was 0.11 when he was arrested. Olson told police he had 3 cans of beer over 4 hours, thought maybe he had hit a dog or a mailbox. Authorities in St. Louis County said 2 people are under arrest in connection with a methamphetamine bust at the U.S. Post Office in Hibbing. According to deputies, K-9 Officer Murphy of the Lake Superior Violent Offenders Task Force sniffed a suspicious package on Monday. Officers discovered about 5 pounds of meth inside. 2 suspects were taken into custody. No other information is being released. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
The average household spends almost half of its annual energy bill on heating and cooling. Using Energy Star's smart thermostat can help lower energy costs while keeping your family comfortable. Smart thermostat lets users control their home's temperature from anywhere using a smartphone, tablet, or computer. Some units learn your temperature preference and automatically adjust to save energy when you are asleep or away. To find out about rebates for smart thermostats or other energy-saving equipment, contact Breckenridge Public Utilities or visit brightenergysolutions.com.
National Transportation Safety Board says a broken rail caused a train derailment earlier.